One of the biggest problems of man is won't listen. And sometimes is the unwillingness or the inability to what? To listen. You see, you will know a wise man not by his desire to speak. You will know a wise man by his desire to listen. There are some obstacles that can be in your life as a result of the unwillingness or the inability to listen. Not every time the problem is demons. Not every time the problem is one witch in the village. Sometimes the problem is the refusal to listen. The listening, you'll find out from this teaching that it can save your life. Amen. And that's why we are looking at the art of what? Listening. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for revelation. I pray in the name of Jesus. There's revelation this morning. There's utterance this morning. There's clarity this morning. Lord, your word is going to fall upon good ground, and your word is going to transform our lives. For in Jesus' name we pray. Glory to God. All right, you can have your seat. Teachings like this, some people are not really excited. But I want you to be excited. You know what I'm saying? Because whatever you hear today is going to lead to growth spiritually. You hear that now? When there are some teachings when you say, the righteousness of God. Oh, glory! You hear that now? He says, oh, you are in Christ. Glory! Now, you want to say the art of listening. You should do the same glory. Amen. Glory to God. I have somebody here with me who did that. So, she's corresponding with me. Say glory to God.
Glory.
Say glory to God.
Glory.
Amen. So, today we're looking at the heart of listening. The art of listening. Don't forget the words for the month. The words for the month God gave us is overcoming what? Obstacles. You see, there are some obstacles in a man's life, or there are some obstacles that can be in your life as a result of the unwillingness or the inability to listen. Amen. And you see, there are some also some obstacles we won't have experienced in life if only some of us had listened. Are you hear what I'm saying now? And there are some obstacles also that we can overcome cheaply if we listen. You see, can I tell you this? Not everything the solution is go and pray for 40 days. Are you getting me? Not every time is it, oh, the solution is go for a dry fasting. Sometimes the solution may just be what? To listen. And you see, not every time the problem is demons. Not every time the problem is one witch in the village. Sometimes the problem is the refusal to listen. And I tell you, this teaching today is going to save your life. You know what I'm saying now? Because listening, you'll find out from this teaching that it can save your life. Amen. And that's why we are looking at this subject on the art of what? Listen. And when we talk about the art of listening, we are saying that it is possible to learn how to listen. Are you getting me? You can learn how to what? Listen. You see, the same way you learn how to speak is the same way you learn how to what? How to listen. You know, as infant, every child is taught on how to what? Speak, right? Consciously or unconsciously, they say, okay, the child begins to learn mommy, right? Daddy. And all of that. But I think there is one thing that really lacks in every child, and I'm sure you can testify to that, that they didn't really sit you down to teach you on how to listen. Amen? Do you know what I'm saying now? No one was really, really taught. It's just a little amount of people that will be taught from childhood how to listen. Glory to God. And that's why we need to really revisit this subject. And one plane of, we are not revisiting this subject based on worldview. On listening, we are revisiting this subject based on what the Bible says about listening. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So we are looking at what does God's word says about what? Listen. How does the Bible instruct our listening? Amen. What does the Bible tells us about how we should listen? Amen. Don't forget why we are doing this. It's important to what? To listen. Glory to God. How did my father in the Lord says, and it's very true, he said, one of the biggest problem of man is won't listen. I say that again. One of the biggest problem of man is what? Won't listen. And sometimes is the unwillingness or the inability to what? To listen. You see, you will know a wise man not by his desire to speak. You hear what I'm saying now? That's not how you know a wise man. You will know a wise man by his desire to listen. corridor. Because anybody can just say anything. Anybody can stand up and speak. That doesn't mean the individual is wise. But how you identify a wise man is by his listening desire. And you see, our Lord Jesus at 12 exemplified that wisdom. At 12, the Bible says his parents, they went to look for him in the temple. And what was he doing? The Bible says he was listening to his teachers and he was asking questions. Now pay attention. He says he was listening to his teachers and he was what? Asking questions. Now, he didn't say he was asking questions before listening. Today in the church, do it the other way around. Ask questions before what? Listening. But he says he was what? Listening, then what? Asking questions. Glory to God. If you ask questions before you listen, here's the problem. Is that that question no longer becomes a question. That question actually becomes, you are questioning what you have not listened to. You know what I just said now? If you ask question before you listen, whatever you are asking is not a question. It is you now questioning something you have not listened to. Glory to God. And can I tell you this? Hearing is not just listening. Hear that why? Hear what I'm saying now? Because you think you heard. You say, well, I've listened. No. Hearing goes beyond listening. Hearing goes further to understanding. Meaning, if you have not understood, you have not listened. Are you know what I'm saying now? If you have not understood, you have not what? You have not listened. Amen. And listening itself is wisdom. What is wisdom is that? The wisdom to understand things. Are you getting me? The more you listen, the more you understand. Are you seeing that? And that's why we are learning how to listen. Why must we learn how to listen? The first thing you must know why we must learn how to listen is that your life with God began by listening, and your life with God will be sustained by listening. I say that again. Your life with God began by what? By listening, and your life with God will be sustained by what? Listen. John 5 verse 25. Open. Oh, glory to God. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming. Are you there? John 5, 25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. Now, pay attention now. He says, the dead. Now, what dead is he referring to there? Is he referring to a physical dead? Nope. He's not referring to those who are physically dead. He's referring to those who are spiritually dead. Are you getting me? Those who are what? Spiritually dead. Now, I told you about physical death. Physical death is not the end of life. Yet or now, physical death is not the end of life. Physical death is just separation from the body. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Meaning when a man, you say a man dies physically, it means that that man has not stopped living. He's still living, but he has left his body that enables him to live on the earth. Now, when we talk about spiritual death is also separation, but spiritual death is a separation from the life of God. Are you hearing that? Spiritual death is a separation from what? The life of God. So when he says, when the dead, he's referring to those who are spiritually dead. Ephesians 2 verse 1. He says, you had it quickened who were dead in what? Trespasses and what? And sin. So when he says the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, he says those who are spiritually dead, those who are dead in trespasses and sin, will hear the voice of the Son of God. Now pay attention now. He didn't say they will hear the voice of an angel. Do you see that? He didn't say they will hear the voice of some prophets. No, he says they will hear the voice of the Son of God. Hebrews 1 verse 1 or 2. He says, God who at sundry times and in diverse manner spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet. He says, at in these last days spoken to us by who? By his Son. So it tells us that in the Old Testament, God spoke through prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his what? Son. And why will he speak to us by his Son? If we go back to John 5, 25, he tells us why. He says that they who hear the voice shall live. Glory to God. He says the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. So the reason why he speaks to us today through his Son is so that they that hear, who are the they? Those who are dead in trespasses and sin, they will hear and they will live. Glory to God. They will hear and they will what? They will live. Meaning hearing can make you live. Are you seeing that? Listening can make you what? Live. And you see, the word live in context, when it says, they who hear shall live, is not talking about the physical living. Are you getting that? Because of God, those who are spiritually dead, they are physically alive, right? Yes. Amen. So when he says they will live, he's talking about having everlasting life. So meaning you hear or you listen to have everlasting life. You cannot have everlasting life without listening. Oh boy, do you hear what I just said now? Yes. I say you cannot have everlasting life without what? Without listening. It takes listening for you to receive everlasting life. Let's backtrack to John 5:24. You know, we read 25. Let's go to 24. Look at what Jesus said. Our Lord Jesus said, verily, verily. Say verily, verily. Come on, say verily, verily. You know what verily, verily means? It means surely, surely. And I tell you this, I always tell you, the things of God are in surelys, not in maybes. You know what I'm saying now? The things of God are what? In surelys. Healing, surelys. Amen. The provision of God, surelys. Everlasting life, surelys. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Glory to God. So he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth. Now, the Greek word for that, it actually means to give audience. Amen. If you translate to English, it means to give audience. It also means to hearken. My spiritual father will quote Reverend Copeland, when he says this, Reverend Copeland will say, hearken. Glory to God. Hearken. But don't use hearken, no. When you are reading, when you see hecken, don't say, yeah, Ken. No, your name is not Ken. Glory to God. But that word, yeah, it actually means to hecken. It also means to understand. Amen. You know, I told you, listening doesn't just have to do because you heard. They must be what? Understanding. So it says, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me at what? Everlasting life. Now, pay attention. He says, he that heareth my word and believe. Now, before believing, he says, yeah. So, hearing comes before believing. You cannot believe without hearing. Are you getting me now? It takes listening to believe. Oh, boy, you know what I'm saying now? It takes listening to also to enter into doubt. Glory to God. It takes listening also to enter into fear. Are you getting me now? So it takes listening to believe. Romans 10 verse 13 to 14. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 14 says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Are you seeing that? Yeah. So it says they cannot believe if they have not what? Heard. So it means you hear to believe. Do you hear what I just said? You hear to what? To be. You don't hear to argue. You know, people hear to argue the word. They just want to hear so that they can argue the word. No, you hear to believe. So when healing scripture, maybe you're reading a scripture or you're being taught a scripture about healing, you are not hearing to argue against healing. Are you getting me now? You are hearing to believe and take God's side. See, your disposition to God's word is not argument. So when I don't understand, I'm not going to argue with the word. No, when I don't understand, I go there to find out which side I should take. Glory to God. Because the word of God gives you a side. And it's God's side we take. Say, I take God's side. I take no other side but God's side. Glory to God. So he says, we hear to believe. Romans 10:17, he says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the what? Word of God. So it tells us how faith comes. He says, faith also comes by listening. And that's the same way doubt comes. And like I said, that same way fear comes, by listening. But he says, faith will come by hearing of the word of God. But doubt does not come by hearing of the word of God. Fear does not come. You cannot read God's word and be afraid. If you read God's word and you're afraid, you read it wrongly, sir. You know what I'm saying now? You know, someone go to Revelation and they read, You know, a believer, you're afraid of the coming of Christ? Boy, it's what we rejoice for. You know what I'm saying now? We rejoice for it. We celebrate the coming. We look forward to the anticipation of it. Are you getting me now? So when you read the word and you're afraid of what? No, the word of God doesn't make you afraid. He makes you to be bold. It makes you to be full of faith. Glory to God. So he tells us here, he tells us what happened. He says, hearing the word of God, all right, will bring faith to a man. And that's why you must be careful what you listen to. Because whatever you listen to can take faith out of faith. The faith, I don't want to say take faith out of you, but take the faith expression out of you. Are you getting me? And whatever you listen to can put the faith expression inside of you. Are you getting that? You've got to be careful what you listen to. Hello, I had to tell my mom. I said, you have to leave this news, all these things, because of your high blood pressure. Are you getting me? You have to. Because you see, you can't. There are some things, if you expose your heart to, no matter how strong you are, don't be too strong. You know what I'm saying? There's something you cannot be too strong for.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying now? Paul says, we have no confidence in the flesh. Look, there's no way as I say I'm so strong and I will not just be feeding my mind with fear of wars, fear of this, fear of that. One day I will be afraid.
Yes,
because you know what? Fear is a spirit.
Yes,
it's a spirit. And it's a spirit that can plague a man's soul.
Yes, sir.
When I mean soul, their mind. Glory to God. Because you see, fear cannot come to your spirit. Fear does not operate in your spirit. There's no fear in your spirit. He has not given you the spirit of what? Fear. So fear does not operate in the spirit arena. No. Fear operates in the soulish realm. That is your mind, your will, your emotions. That's where fear operates in. Are you getting that?
Yes, sir.
So meaning when you sense fear, what you should do is not to condemn yourself because there's a feeling of fear coming. No. What you should do is to speak against it. Do you get that? The, if you speak against it, that demon that is bringing that such, it will run away. Resist the devil and it will what? The only response to resisting the devil is what? I mean, the only response the devil has to resisting is what? Is to flee. The devil doesn't have a counter response.
Yes, sir.
When you resist, he flees. He runs like the word you use there, the flee there. The Greek word means to run as one who is in terror, who is afraid. Glory to God. Let me tell you, the devil is afraid of you. You know that.
Yes, sir.
And I'm telling you to listen now that the devil is afraid of you.
Yes, sir.
You don't know. But it's the other way around now. For some Christians, they are so afraid of the devil. He says, please, 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 let's lower our voice so that the devil will not hear. He said, let's lower our voice. You know, a lady did that for Brahegan. He said, Brahegan, no, say so that the devil will hear. If he hears, what happened? Oh no, what happened? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we say the faith of God comes by what? Hearing. But it will come by hearing the word of what? The word of God. So when a man hears the word of God or the word of Christ, the word of God there is actually the word of Christus. Okay? That's the Greek word that was used there. Christus, meaning the word of Christ. So whenever you hear the word of God, always know it revolves around Christ. You know what I'm saying? Now this is very, very important for you to know. Because people say, I'm preaching the word of God. And what they preach is not doesn't revolve around Christ. So when you say, I preach the word of God is Christ. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning of God. All things were made by him, and without him wasn't anything made that was made. In him was life, and the light was what?
Light of men.
Then 14, the word was made flesh and dwell amongst us. Who was that word? Jesus. So when you talk about the word of God is a person. Happens to be Christ. So if I say, I preach God's word, meaning I'm preaching Christ. So when it's a faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God, the translators, all right, we Paul now use Christos, use the word Christos there to let us know that word, the word of God, is the word of Christ. The word about who? Christ. Are you seeing that?
Yes.
The word about Christ. So when a man hears the word about Christ and believes, he receives what? What does he receive? Everlasting life. Does he receive temporary life? Does he receive the life in a bit, bits by bits?
Yes, sir.
What does he receive?
Everlasting life.
Say, I have everlasting life.
I have everlasting life.
Say, I have everlasting life.
I have everlasting life.
You know, some believers won't know they have everlasting life until they get to heaven. They'll be so sure. Ah, really? I get some things I don't know. And that's why you should be in a local church that will train you to live that life. So that you can know that you have it.
Yes,
are you getting what I'm saying now? So that you can know that what? You have it. Glory to God. So when a man hears the word, he believes and he has what? This means also, if a person would not listen or hear, that person will forfeit everlasting life. Do you hear that? If a person will not listen or hear, it will what? Forfeit. Now, listen to this. You listen to be saved, you also listen to enjoy salvation. You hear that now? The Christian life can be enjoyed. The reason why some folks may not be enjoying their Christian life is because they are not listening. If you want to enjoy your Christian life, listen. I don't mean listen to the world, though. You know what I'm saying now? I mean listen to God's word. I hope you hear me now. If you want to, so you listen to enjoy the salvation that you have received. You listen to be saved. This means also the gap between a man and his salvation is listening. That's a gap. The gap between a man and his salvation is just for him to listen. If he listens, that gap is breached and he receives salvation. Same also, the gap between a man and his healing, the gap between a man receiving a miracle, the gap between a man even doing a miracle, sometimes he's still receiving, he's still listening. Are you guys in there? Sometimes. The gap between you receiving your healing, it's just sometimes in listening. Some folks think it's laying of hands they need. And that's why a pastor must be very sensitive and discerning how God is dealing with each individual in the congregation. Are you getting me now? Because if God is dealing with you, God is expecting you to go into the word and learn how to receive your healing from God's word, and he says you receive your healing from his word, then that's how you're going to receive it. Are you getting me now? Now, if I come and I lay hands on you, it won't work. Are you getting that? And I've seen that. I'm saying by practice, I've seen that. I think I've shared the story with you guys like that. And I laid hands and I said, no. I mean, this is what goes. And he said it's true. Weeks ago, somebody told him the same thing. Are you seeing that now? A preacher told him the same thing. I said, that's it. All right? Because this is how God is dealing with you. God is saying you have to stay with the word. And I think I was talking to you about healing the other day, some 2 days ago. And I said, the moment you can receive your healing yourself, nothing can stop you in healing the sick. You know what I'm saying now? Because you see, it's easier to lay hands on people to get them healed. Get this right. It's easier. You know why? Because you're operating with a gift that you do not work for. Yes, sir. So it's not your performance that is healing people now. It is the gift of God in operation in you. So you can easily lay hands and they are healed. But now where people get the problem is to now bring healing to themselves. I recall a preacher during the healing revival came to meet Brahegan. And he came to meet and told Brahegan, say, why is it that this healing minister, healing in his meeting, cripple, they stand up. And he said to Brian, he said, why is it that, in a meeting, people get their healing and all of that, but when it has to do with my own healing, I want to get healed, I can't get my healing. Brian told him, he said, you have to go through the same way all of us go through, by the word. Because you have grown to that place where you need the word. Those people, they have not grown at that point. Are you getting that? And many times too, people who receive their healing in such meetings, that's why the local church is there to help people to keep their healing. Alright, because people who receive their healing in such mass gathering, you see a lot of healing in mass gathering. Many times, some of them lost it. And it was a record. Some people who were healed in Ketukuma's meeting, some of them lost it. There was a lady like that who came to meet Brian. She just received a healing from Ketukuma's meeting, the minister of the woman of God. And eventually, she received it and she was healed for quite some time. Then eventually, the symptoms came back. And she came to me, Brian, like, look, I was not healed. And Brian asked him, okay, when they prayed for you, what did you feel better? He said, yeah, for months she was better and all of that. He said, then you were really healed. But the devil came back. Are you seeing that? Because whenever you receive something, the devil will come and take it back from you. That's why you must be ready. So at that moment, Brian didn't lay hands on her now. Brian said, okay, you know what? Just sit down for the whole of the meetings, for the whole meeting we're having. Because he was talking about faith. And healing, glory to God. And the Bible says, she sat down. And you know what? After the message, Brian, I know what to do now. And she never lost her healing again. She was completely healed. Are you seeing that? She was what? Completely healed. So what brought her healing was she sat down to listen. So many times your healing will come by sitting down to listen. And that's why you as a believer, when for instance we're having a healing meeting, we're going to have one, glory to God. As a spirit lead, a healing meeting, glory to God. Now you are in a healing meeting and you see people are laid hands on and people are healed from their infirmities. Now at that moment that is happening, if hands are not laid on, you don't be discouraged. That's why people lose themselves. They get discouraged. They leave the meeting and say, look, even the man of God not even turn, look me. I beg, make I even go another place. All this. You see that now? And at the end of the day, the person could not now receive what God was trying to give to him through the listening. Are you seeing that now? Galatians 3 verse 5. It says, he therefore that ministered to you the Spirit, he says, and worketh miracles among you, doeth it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of what? Faith. So meaning, you can listen to make faith or to make miracles happen. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
True listening, miracles and healing can happen. So he says, do you work miracles among you by the works of the law, by your performance? Or you are doing it because you heard faith? Now when he says the hearing of faith there, the word faith there is actually in context of the word of God. Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. So the hearing of faith is the hearing of the word of God, the word of Christ. Are you seeing that?
Yes,
so he says the hearing of faith, that is the hearing of the word of Christ, makes room for miracles. It makes room for healing. Glory to God. So you're sick in your body. Oh boy, you're sick in your body. And it looks like you just need a miracle, or you need a healing, or whatever you need. Just sit down and listen to the teaching of God's word. This for you now. It's coming by the Holy Ghost. Sit down and listen to the Spirit of God. And as you sit down and listen to those teachings, you find faith expression rising up from within you. And as it begins to rise up from within you, you actually let it gain full expression by not stopping. So the moment you see it rising up, don't stop. Keep on listening. Don't think you have arrived. Keep on. Keep on. Keep on. For as you reach that breaking point, is when you now see that you can never be sick. Amen. As you reach that breaking point, is when you now see that you can never what? Be sick. That's a word for you. By the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. That's me. By the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. By the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I didn't plan that. Amen. I didn't plan it. That's how the Holy Ghost works. Utterance works that way.
Yes,
utterance comes for those who are willing to hear.
Yes,
amen. So just open your heart. Glory to God.
Amen.
And utterance will come. So that minister to you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So the hearing of faith can make miracles happen. It will make your healing happen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It will make it happen. Acts 14 verse 9. The Bible says the man at Lystra, who was impotent in his feet. The Bible says the same heard Paul speak. Pay attention now. Acts 14 verse 9. It says the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Acts 14 verse 9. He says, so he says, when Paul was speaking, he heard Paul. Now, of course, what was Paul speaking? The word of God. He says he heard Paul, and Paul perceived that this guy had faith to be healed. I know what Paul did. Paul said, hey, rise up. Glory to God. Now, why would Paul do that? Paul knew that this guy had faith to be healed. He could perceive it. Are you seeing that?
Yes,
he could perceive it. You know, as I'm here, I can perceive how you're receiving.
Yes,
so Paul perceived that the guy is really listening and understanding. The same head Paul. And when he heard Paul, what happened? He got healed. So there's no way you will not hear the word and not get healed.
Yes,
are you hear what I'm saying now?
Yes,
can I tell you this? There's no matter how terminal the disease is, even if the doctor have said that this individual, you know, he says, well, you're going to just, you know, in the next 3 days or in the next, okay, let me know, in the next 3 months, you are gone. Listen, don't, you know, it's unwise to panic. Because he panics. What happened? The death comes even quicker.
Yes,
are you getting that?
Yes,
all you need to do is sit down on the word and keep hearing the word. You know what I'm saying now?
Yes,
for such individual, we see. Just sit down. Just keep hearing it. Keep hearing it. Keep hearing it. Keep hearing it. Faith will rise and attend to that issue.
Yes,
are you getting me now?
Yes,
glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
That's for someone tonight. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you,
thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
Now, hear this. Hear this. Your life today is as a result of what you have heard or something you have failed to hear. I say that again. Your life today is as a result of what you have heard or something you have failed to hear. Amen. So you need to understand that what you hear can alter your life. Can either lead you to where God is taking you to or draw you back from where God is taking you to. So Listening is important. Tell your neighbor, say listening is important. Come on, tell your neighbor, say listening is important. Why again is listening important? Why should we learn how to listen? Isaiah 55 verse 3, open. We're looking at why we should learn how to listen. Isaiah 55 verse 3. He says, incline your ears. The word incline your ears, that means to listen. All right? He says, incline your ears and come unto me and hear, and your soul shall live. He says, your soul shall what? So meaning if you listen, your soul will what? So meaning listening is a life and death situation. Amen? It means you can listen to stay alive. Are you getting me? You can listen to keep yourself alive. There are many people who are dead today because they didn't listen. And that's the truth. You can listen. In fact, the Bible said in 1 Kings 22, the Bible talked about Ahab. Ahab was a very foolish person. So foolish. And his folly actually caught up with him. He was evil as a king. And after everything, what happened? He died. Foolishly. Why? Because he didn't want to listen. You get 1 Kings 22. The Bible says Ahab, actually, he was the king of Israel. And the king of Judah came to meet him, Jehoshaphat. And, you know, Ahab turned to his officials and he said, see, Ramoth Gilead, we are the one. There's a place called Ramoth Gilead. All right? Now, he says, Ramoth Gilead, we are the ones who really have that place. Why are we going to leave it for Syrians to have it? Let's go. I mean, come on, let's go and take it back. And he turned to, what's it called, his friend, king of Judah, Jehoshaphat. Are you going to follow me? Oh, Jehoshaphat said, of course, we are going to follow you. Of course, my horse are yours. My people are your people. I will follow you. You know, that kind of friends. Are you getting me? But a friend will not tell you to listen. That's the kind of friend you need. Amen. Glory to God. So everybody told him, he said, well, no problem. Then Jehoshaphat said, okay, you know, before we go, let's ask the Lord. Then he said, okay, are there any prophets? So they called 400 prophets. And they asked the 400 prophets, should we go? All of them say, go. You will recover. You will win. You know, they like to hear those things because it's a very foolish part. Amen. He doesn't want to hear, all right, what he doesn't like. He wants to hear lies. And those guys, they know. I believe they know. He said, go. Eventually, the Bible said, Jehoshaphat asked him, is there no other prophet? And I said, there's one. But I hate him. That's what Ahab said. He says, I hate him. He says, he never prophesies anything good for me. He says, he's always evil. Jehoshaphat said, okay, not talk like that. See, more just call on this. All right? And eventually, all of these prophets, they were still speaking, oh, go, you will succeed. So when the servant that went to call Micaiah is his name, all right, the son of Imlah. So he went to call Micaiah and said, look, see, all those prophets, they prophesy good. When you go there, prophesy good too. Okay, not go talk anything different. Then Micaiah said, whatever I hear from God, that's what I will say. Whatever I hear from God, that's what I will say. So when he came to meet King Ahab, all right, King Ahab said, hey, Micaiah, what is the Lord even say about this, our battle, and all of that? So Micaiah said, you know what? Go. You will win. You will do. He knew that Micaiah was. So he said, how many times will I tell you to always tell me the truth when you are speaking on God's behalf? Micaiah now told him, he said, if you go, you will die. He says, I saw in a vision that Israel was scattered as a sheep and there was no shepherd. Are you getting me? And I asked, where is the shepherd? God says the shepherd has been killed. He told Jehoshaphat, he said, I told you, he will not ever say anything good. And you know what happened? He said they should lock Micaiah till he returns. Did he return?
No.
Micaiah said, let's see if you will return, Oga. Let's see who you return. Amen. And this scripture is a very, I want you to read through, okay? Because you see something said there, all right? Micaiah said, God said, who will go and deceive the prophet? And his spirit came and said, I will be a lion. So God sent a lion. God did not send those lion spirits. All right? They didn't know the devil. So he couldn't say it was the devil that came and put those lion things, words, in those people's mouths. Are you getting that? So always read the scripture in the light of the new creation. Are you hearing that? In the light of the revelation of God in the New Testament. Hope you hear that now. Glory to God. But you see, his refusal to listen cost him his life. Meaning, if Ahab had listened, and when I mean listen, not just listen to what he loves to hear, but listen to what he doesn't even like to hear. he would have been saved. Amen. He would have been saved. He would have lived. But what? Now, can I tell you this? Can I tell you this? Sometimes, critics, amen. Of course, critics, you must know, they are not criticizing you because they love you. You should know that. Hope you're not. They don't criticize because they love you. They don't like you. And critics many times are biased. They are very biased with their judgment. So even with the good you do, they will always see that's critics for you. Okay? They are not telling you anything to get better. They are telling you to condemn you, to judge you. Alright? So don't live on the words of critics, but you can do something with their criticism. You can use it to examine yourself. You know what I'm saying now? Meaning, somebody says something. Don't use it to live. Don't live by it. No. But you can use it to check. Really. Are you getting me? Am I really like, let me check. You examine yourself and you use it to get better. But you don't live in those words because critics, words of critics are not God's judgment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes, sir.
They are not what?
Yeah,
so be very careful now. So when you say, okay, pastor said we should listen to critics. I said, listen to for the purpose of what? To just, don't just discard everything. Are you getting me now? So they may mean it for bad, but you what? Take it and use it for what? For good. Glory to God. So listening can save your life. Are you hearing that? Listening can also keep you out of bondage. There are many people today, they are in bondage because they didn't listen. 1 Kings 18, 11 to 12. Amen. They didn't listen. I recall when I was in my first year, I had people in my department. They, you know, when you come to school and they warn you, yeah, you know, drugs, you know this. You get that now? Eventually, so sad, and I say this with all sadness and with all pain, some of them, they didn't graduate with us. Some. In fact, at 200, 300, you will not even notice if this was this nice looking guy. Do you get that now? You will not even notice. Agad. Dirty. All of that. Some of you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But you know what? You know what caused that? They didn't listen. Are you getting me? They didn't listen. And that's why some of them, we were under pressure. I saw 15-year-old. Under pressure. And of course, a parent, how would you be releasing your 15-year-old? To what? To do what? To university. It's too young. It's too young. Amen. He's too what?
Young.
I enter, so I don't want to say it. Glory to God. I passed my teenage age before I entered. At least a little bit past. So I was matured. Amen. Glory to God. So be careful, don't rush. Are you seeing that? But it's so sad because some of them they actually dropped out. Some of them they actually didn't finish. Some of them their parents actually had to take them out of the school. Some of them, you know, I can't even hear about them again. Why? Because of listening. So listening can save your life. Listening can alter the destiny of a man. And I know the mercy of God will meet them later again.
Amen.
Amen. Because some of them, the devil feel would have altered their destiny. No, it didn't. The mercy of God will meet them again.
Yes,
pick them back up, wash them, and disperse them to the world. Glory to God. The mercy of God can do that. Are you getting me now?
Yes,
the mercy of God. But you see, we say listen can keep you out of bondage. 1 Kings 18, verse 11 to 12, the NIV says, the king of Assyria departed Israel to Assyria and settled them in Amlab. Yeah? That's the king of Syria. All right. He captured Israel and he settled them in Hablab, in Goza, on the Abor River, and in the towns of Medes. Verse 12, this happened because they had not obeyed the Lord their God, but had violated his covenant, all that Moses, the servant of God, commanded. They neither listened to the commands nor carried them out. So you see how they entered into bondage? They didn't listen to the commands. So what happened? They entered into bondage. So meaning, if you don't listen, you may find yourself in bondage. Glory to God. Paul says all things are what? Expedient, but I will not be brought under the what? The control of anything. So meaning there are some things that may not even be wrong. But if you are not careful, you will bring yourself under their bondage. You see, is watching movies wrong? It's not. Okay? Good movies, it's not. But you see, if you are not careful, you can bring yourself under that bondage. Is using social media wrong? No. But if you're not careful, you will bring yourself under that bondage. Are you getting that? Are you getting that? So you don't say, well, you know, they say, oh, you know, mind your social media usage, oh, all this, you say, forget, nothing will happen, don't worry. I'm not addicted. You're already addicted, sir. For 5 hours, you are still on social media. Is that not addiction? People who are addicted, they don't know they're addicted, though. Mm. They just say, just some more, no, just a little. But you're already addicted. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So if you don't want to, look, there's only one thing you should be addicted with, is the word of God and prayer. Be addicted with that one is a good addiction. Glory to God. Are you getting what I'm saying now? But you see, if you listen to the word, it will take you out of bondage. You know what I'm saying now? Listening can take you out of bondage. The same way listening can put you in what? In bondage. So you've got to be careful what you are listening to. The bondage of fear. You can enter into it by just listening. I've blocked some news channels. I blocked it. I don't visit them. Are you getting that? All those, all of you females, I know you like gossip blog. You now become a gossiper. Block those things. Yeah. Because whatever you listen, you can become. Are you what I'm saying now? You can become. Don't say, these are celebrities. They say, Jenny Vivo, yeah. Really? They say, this person got married out of wedlock. You are listening. You know what I say? They are sowing seeds in you. Do you see that? Wrong seeds. You say, You see what's happened for last Big Brother? And I've told you, I said, if you are watching Big Brother and I'm pastoring you, I won't say much. I will not say much. I can't be pastoring you and you are no. You should have known better. Amen. You are sitting down with nothing doing. You are looking. People busy with their lives. What are they doing? They are winning money, Abby. Then you are not winning anything. You are wasting your data. Wasting everything. You are looking. Hey! After that, they will bring another one to confuse you again. Listen, you can say no to them. Are you what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
You can say no. Sometimes it looks like your flesh. Your flesh will say, I will miss out. Don't worry. If you can. I'm telling you real stuff. I'm telling you. There's some news channel. Look like, news. Oh, I love those current news. I love it. But I had to block it. Sometimes I'll say, the first time I did it. Go now. Go check. What's the apple for the world? You need to know. But I can't. No, is there anything like that? Nothing. I don't want desire to go back to those channels. I don't. I'm okay. It's good there's of this I don't know. Are you getting me now? Glory to God. So you need to be careful what you expose yourself to. Amen. You need to be careful. Before you don't used to use vocal words before those wrong words because you're not exposing yourself. You say, you have a friend who always say, not mine now, their papa. Every time, their papa. One day you will still use that, their papa. Are you getting that? You will use it. Because whatever you stay around, you're listening to for long, your heart is bound to believe it. You know what I said? Whatever your ears listen to for long, your heart is bound to believe it. That's why there are some things you find yourself struggling to separate, to not really believe again. Why? Because you have exposed your heart to those things too long. And what your heart has believed it. Are you getting me now? So there are some things we need to do away with. Are you hearing me? Do away with them so that we don't come under bondage. Hello? We don't come under what? Bondage. Why again must we learn to listen? Matthew 7:24-25. Can you put it up there? Matthew 7. Alright. Therefore, whosoever heareth the saying of mine and doeth them, I will what? Liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon what? Verse 25. And the rain descended, and the what? The floods came, and the winds what? And beat upon that house, and it what? For it was founded upon what? So let's go back to 24. He says, verse 24, go back again. He says, whosoever hear the sayings of mine, and what? So it is said do before he says hear. He says hear first. Listen first before you do. Now the issue is, when you want to now do before you listen, you enter into error. You know what I'm saying now? So if you want to be the house that the rain will come, the wind will come, and you'll still be standing, it begins with your listening first. Then after that, you what? Do. Glory to God. So you are first of all a listener. Amen. You are first of all what? You are first of all a listener. James 1:22. He says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. You said he said hearers only, right? Hearers only. Meaning it begins with hearing first. But don't be a hearer only. Don't end with hearing. Go forward to what? Doing. Are you seeing that? But you must hear first. Glory to God. We must what? Hear first. And the first actors of the word are hearers. Hear that again. The first actors of the word are what? They are hearers. So you cannot do the word if you don't hear. There's no way under any circumstance you can do God's word if you don't hear it. There's absolutely no way. And that's why if you say you want to grow, you have to hear. If you say you want to do, God, I want to do your will, you have to hear. That's it. You have to hear. You cannot do God's will and say, Lord, I want to do your will, and you're not exposing your ears to the teaching of God's word. You can't do his will. Are you seeing that? Yes. So if we're going to do God's will, we must expose our ears to who? To the word. Are you what I'm saying? Yes. So we must listen. Say, we must listen. Yes. Come and say, we must listen. Yes. Now, there are three areas of listening a Christian should have. Three areas you must have in your life. There are others, but I just want to bring three important areas of listening you must have in your life. The first is listening to the Holy Spirit. You must be able to listen to what? Don't forget who the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ. And the Holy Spirit is a personality. It's not wind. Hope you know that. I think we've talked about this in Pneuma, right? The Holy Spirit is not a wind. It's not what again? It's not oil. It's not fire. There's nothing like Holy Ghost fire. We explained that, right? Glory to God. So the Holy Ghost is none of these. The Holy Ghost is a person. Are you seeing that? The Holy Ghost is a what? Is a person. Oh, say the Holy Ghost is a person. Come on, tell you that. Say the Holy Ghost is a person. So the Holy Ghost is a person. So if you are going to communicate with the Holy Ghost, how do you communicate with the Holy Ghost? As a person. You know, as I'm talking to you now, I'm talking to you as a person, right? Now, I can't talk to this pillar or this as a person. Instead, I want it to move by faith. Oh, all right? Instead, I want it to move by faith. That's the only way I will talk to it. All right? But I talk to you because you are a person. Glory to God. That's why I talk to you. So the Holy Ghost is a person. Now, can I tell you a simple way, some simple things you need to know about listening to the Holy Spirit? I'm talking about listening to the Holy Spirit. And when I was preparing this, the Holy Ghost was just telling me to say this. Some simple ways, all right, or simple things you need to know about listening to the Holy Spirit. The first thing you need to know about listening to the Holy Spirit is that listening to the Holy Spirit is by faith. You listen by faith. That means you cannot listen if you do not believe that God speaks to you. We've done a teaching here, hearing God's voice. If you have not listened to that teaching, go and listen to it. Amen. You know, the truth of the matter is this. Can I tell you this? There are folks who don't want to listen to the word. Glory to God. Are you hear what I'm saying now? No, I'm saying this is because there was somebody who messaged me some time ago, some months ago, and he messaged me and he got my contact, and I don't share my contact again with people again. I'm very careful. So he messaged me anyway, and he said, he wants to ask some questions and all of that. I said, okay, no problem. No problem. All right. What are the questions? And he said, I want to ask about how to hear the voice of God. I said, okay, no problem. I said, there's a teaching already, hearing God's voice. Go to the guy's channel. The guy didn't reply me again. You want to waste my time? You want me to give you what he called cheap, quick response? You know, just quick response under 1 minute. You cannot grow that way. And that's not how I'm trained, though. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Even if that answer is just one simple one, if there's a teaching like that, go and listen to all the teaching. Even if I address that answer or that question in one teaching, I just only address just a part of it. I'll tell you, listen to all the teaching to get it. That's how you are trained. So when he asked, I said, there's a teaching already. It will give you, there's nothing I will say that I'm not saying in that teaching. Really, there's nothing. But that's where we have the issue where quick answer. You cannot go that way. That's not how I'm trained. You sit down to hear the word. You know what I'm saying now? You sit down to what? To hear the word. You must be a student of the word. You are going to grow. You must know how to sit down and hear the word. Are you getting that? So going back, you have to listen to the Holy Spirit by faith. Faith in the fact that the Holy Spirit can speak to you. Amen. Faith in the fact the Holy Spirit can what? He has a voice. Say the Holy Ghost has a voice. Come and say the Holy Ghost has a voice. Now, the other thing you need to know about listening to the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit does not speak to your body. It doesn't speak to your mind. It speaks to your spirit. The line of communication between God's spirit and a man is God's spirit and the man's spirit. Are you hearing that? So the Holy Ghost does not speak to your mind. Yeah. Look at what happens when the Holy Ghost speaks to your spirit. When the Holy Ghost speaks to your spirit, your spirit then, of course, communicates it to your mind. Are you hearing me? So whatever thing we find out in our mind, all right, coming from our spirit, it first of all came by the Holy Spirit to our spirit. So when it came, our own spirit now brought it to our mind. And this tells you how word of knowledge works, right? You know, I always say you follow the leading thoughts. That leading thought came from your spirit. Amen. It came from what? Your spirit. The Holy Ghost communicated something to your spirit. Amen. And your spirit then brought that thing he communicated as a leading thought. So, if for us, you want to give a word of knowledge, and you stand, and the first thing you hear is traveling. Now, what you just need to do is just to follow that leading thought. I told you, utterance is like a door, right? It works by faith. So, as you open the door, you won't see everything once, right? It's gradually. But you have to just do it by faith. So, the first thing you hear is what? Travel. Now, I say, I see you're about to travel and all about and everything. You know. Before you know it, more are coming. More are coming. Meaning, and also you don't premeditate utterance. If you begin to think, what will I see? What will I see? What will I see? You have spelt it. Because it will be coming from your mind. Don't forget, utterance comes from where? Your spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. So the Holy Ghost will speak to what? Your spirit. The other thing you need to know about listening to the Holy Spirit is that not always will the Holy Ghost speak to you with an audible voice. And I'm sure there are some people here who have not heard an audible voice. Amen. But the Holy Ghost will always speak to you through a still small voice. Amen. Through a still small voice. It's called a still small voice, or through the inward witness. Now we've done the teaching here, following the inward witness, right? So go and listen to that teaching again. Amen. So through a still small voice. The only time I heard the Holy Ghost speak to me audibly was in my teenage years, and it has never happened again. And I can still remember that day. I was telling God, I said, Lord, I want to grow. Lord, I want to grow. I was crying. Yeah, I was crying. I was reading the word. I said, I want to grow. And God says, son, fruit grows. And I looked around in the room. I thought somebody was there. That was the first time. I thought somebody was there. Nobody was there. It was that loud. He said, son, fruit grows. That was the only time, sir. Now, it will not be funny now for me to be looking for those voices. If you start looking for those voices, you'll be hearing demonic voice. And you will say it's the voice of God. Are you getting me? So, God's voice will not come with boo, audible voice. My child. Yeah, you say, who are you, Lord? Where are you, Lord? Glory to God. So, God will speak to you through what? A still small voice or the inward witness. Most especially the inward witness. That's how he speaks to you. Majorly, you will get directions from your inward witness. You know, they call it, the original mind will call it intuitions. Call it, but really, the inward witness, that's how God will speak to you. Amen. The still small voice, and I want to tell you about the voices you must know. The still small voice is a voice, not of the voice of your spirit. Hear that now. Is the voice of the Holy Spirit. Now, what is the voice of your spirit? The voice of your spirit is conscience. Hear that? The voice of your spirit is conscience. The voice of your mind is thoughts. Are you getting me? The voice of your body is feelings. Can I say that again? The voice of the Spirit of God is what? The still small voice, or through the inward weakness. The voice of your spirit is your conscience. Okay? The voice of your mind is thoughts. Right? And the voice of your body is what? Feelings. When you begin to feel tired, that's your body saying rest, rest, rest. Do you see that now? Those are the voices. Glory to God. But there's one voice that you must hear. It's the voice of the Spirit of God. You know what I'm saying now? The other thing you need to know about, and that's the last, the Holy Spirit doesn't keep malice. You hear me now? So when you're not hearing any voice, don't say, the Holy Ghost is keeping malice with me. I don't sin. Hey, yeah. I don't do bad. Whether you do bad, he will speak to you. You know what I'm saying now? Because some people feel when they do something wrong, the Holy Ghost has cut all line of communication. He said, don't talk to me until you ask for forgiveness. Don't talk to me. So when they have asked for forgiveness, that's okay. Okay. Oh, I'm done now. Okay, Holy Ghost say, you don't ask for forgiveness. I'll be okay, I'm more talk. What? That's not doctrinal. Are you getting me now?
Yes,
that's not what?
Doctrinal.
Thank God. God does not wait for you to ask for forgiveness before he has forgiven you. You know, you are not forgiven because you asked for it too.
Yes,
you are not forgiven because you asked for forgiveness.
Yes,
you know that, Abby?
Yes,
he says we're forgiven because of the blood.
Mm-hmm.
There is no forgiveness without the what? Yes. The shedding of blood. So God did not forgive you because you say, I'm sorry. Sorry was not why I forgive you. Are you what I'm saying now?
Yes,
sorry was not why I forgive you. So live in the reality of your forgiveness and go boldly. You know what I'm saying is, God, some people, they find it hard to listen to the Holy Spirit because they feel that they have done something wrong. So it has cut all line of communication that God will not forgive them. Let me shock you. God has already forgiven you. You know what I'm saying now? That thing you say God will not forgive you about, he has already forgiven you. It came under the blood. And you know what I'm saying now?
Yes,
do you make it happen? It came under the blood. Before you ask, say, Lord, forgive. It came under. Hope you hear that.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
Because you see, sin consciousness will rob you of your confidence in Christ.
Yes,
he says, if your heart condemns us not, then we have what? Boldness. Meaning, if our heart condemns us, it robs us of what? Boldness. So that's why you have to be careful. Amen. Be confident towards God. There's one thing the New Testament did. Is that in every time of your life, in your good, in your bad, you are down, you are up, you can be confident towards God.
Yes, sir.
That's what the New Testament did.
Okay.
In the Old Testament, they could not come boldly. They were afraid. But in the New Testament, the Bible says, we have not come to the mountain that cannot be touched. But we have come to him with an innumerable company of angels. Amen.
Amen.
The place of sons, that's what we have come to.
Yes, sir.
Are you know what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So much more. So much more. So much more. Glory to God. So, can the Holy Ghost speak to you? He can speak to you. The Holy Ghost doesn't just speak to me. Hello? And that's why my job as a pastor is to bring you to a place where you can now hear the Holy Ghost too. Because he speaks to you. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You see, I won't do my job well as a pastor if all your life you're always calling me, Pastor, Pastor. What do I do with this thing? Why would I go about this thing? Oh, my life. No, I'm not to lead you. The Holy Ghost will lead you.
Yes, sir.
I can counsel you. I can advise you. I can guide you in following the will of God for your life. But I cannot make the decision for you.
Yes,
are you getting me?
Yes,
so you have to come to where you grow to take decisions yourself. My duty is to counsel you.
Yes,
amen. That's what I always say. I say, I'm here to counsel you, to guide you. But I will not be the Holy Spirit in your life.
Yes,
are you know what I'm saying now?
Yes.
I am not the Holy Spirit in your life. He said, Pastor, what is the Holy Spirit saying about my future? He said, the Holy Spirit will not tell me. He will only tell me because he wants me to know so that I can communicate some things to you. But the full detail will be with you. You hear me now? The full detail will be with what? Amen. Glory to God. Are you getting me now? Now, can the Holy Ghost reveal some things about... Now, the Holy Ghost can reveal some things to me about you, and the reason why is so that God will help me to position you to bring you to that place where he wants you to be. Are you getting me now? So God would have put something in my heart and say, hey, watch out for this person. Watch out for this person. I have this plan for this person. This is what I want him to do. This is what I want to use him for. Now, what would that do? It will now help me to put you into that place God wants you to be. But I don't have a full detail. Have you seen that? You don't have a what? About somebody else's life. The Holy Ghost is the one who has a full detail. Acts 13 verse 1 to 2. It says, now there was in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers. Amen. Who, you know, I love this part. It says they were in the church certain what? Some people, when they become prophet and teacher, they are not in church again. Some people didn't hear what I just said. I said, some folks, the moment they actually become a prophet and teacher, they are not in church again. They are on the field, Abby. They are on the field. TikTok. Glory to God. TikTok is now the field of New Jesus. Abby, how they call it? It's not New Jesus. TikTok. He said, go and preach the gospel. TikTok. Go and preach the gospel. Instagram. Go and preach. Come here. Come, let's go out to Winsor now. He said, no. God has called me to online. Online. That's your ministry. No. There is a place where we reach out to people online, but the real work is on ground. That's the real work. Are you hearing me now? The real work is where?
On ground.
Because you see, you cannot pastor people really, all right, or disciple people really, except there is an established relationship with them. Are you getting me now? And that's why, as a pastor, I can't be deceived, because everybody's saying, you know, on my status, under my post, say, God bless you, sir. Thank you, sir. Doesn't mean I'm pastoring them. Are you seeing that now? Doesn't mean I'm pastoring them. God, I've seen some people, I don't know them, but they say, oh, God bless you, sir. Are you seeing that now? But I will not now say that's my flock. No, my flock is here. It might be one, it might be two, but I'm okay. Because from that two, we become 10,000. From 230. Abby? From 2 to 30, then 30 to 230. Glory to God. Are you seeing that? Amen. Amen. Yeah. That's faith speaking there. Well, I'm telling you, this is a big church. Don't look at this with your eyes, though. You're going to be deceiving yourself, I tell you, if you look at this with your eyes. It's a very big church. So if you're processing it. Process it. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
So he says, there were certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manahim, which had been brought up with Herod the what? And Saul, and they ministered to the Lord and fasted, and the Holy Ghost said, separate me what? Now who said? He said the what? So the Holy Ghost said. So the Holy Ghost has a voice, right? Now how did they find out what the Holy Ghost was saying amongst them? True one person. Are you getting me?
Yes,
so when he said the Holy Ghost said, the Holy Ghost did not speak from heaven. He spoke through them. And that's why, as a believer, when you are in a corporate meeting, honor should be in your hearts to receive. Because if there's no honor, you miss out. You know what I'm saying now? Because you see, the other person standing by you, it may look so normal, so natural. But listen, if you extend honor to that person, word may just come for you from that person. Are you seeing that? Word may just come. And that's why your response to a meeting is with honor. Do you see that now? Your response to a meeting is what?
Honor.
Glory to God. Amen. You know, I told you, honor is how you receive from men. Faith is how you receive from what? From God. Say, honor is how I receive from men. Faith is how I receive from God. Glory to God. Now, the other area you of listening that you should have as a Christian is listening to the word. If the word of God says pray, you what? You pray. If the word of God says forgive, we what? We forgive. If the word of God says give, we what? We should never be too woke. Don't be too woke for the word. Don't be too, you know, you have woke Christians these days. Well, I'm a conservative Christian. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I'm conservative. I am. We don't follow trends here. We follow the word. You know what I'm saying now? We don't follow trends. Glory to God. We follow the word. Because they are doing things outside, it doesn't mean we do it. We are people are led by the Spirit. We are Spirit-filled people. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. So, you see, we are to listen to the word when it has to do with listening to God. Because if God's word is coming, it is God speaking to you. Are you hearing that? It is God what? Speaking to you. God speaking to you. He says, I've not heard God's voice. I've not heard what God is saying. Sometimes what God is saying is in that sermon that you have not visited. What God is saying to you, it's in that teaching that you have not listened to. Are you getting me? So always understand. Always understand. And the beauty about being in a local church is, I always say this, the beauty about coming under a pastoral oversight is that whenever the pastor stands and speaks, he speaks under the anointing.
Yes, sir.
Meaning, as he speaks, there is every possibility he's addressing the issues of the people in the heart.
Yes,
every. Now, you'll be the one that just wants someone addressing them. Yeah. And some of you've told me,
yes, sir.
The pastor, I wanted to talk to you, but this morning I desired I would talk to you about this, but you addressed it. You spoke about it. Amen.
Amen.
How did that happen? You didn't tell me anything. I think there was somebody who called me one time, and I loved sharing this. She called me and she said, she called me, and the moment we started talking, I began to just give her words by the Spirit. And she said, you know what, Pastor? I want to tell you this, but I told God that if you want me to tell Pastor, let him say it by the Spirit. Let him bring up this thing up by the Spirit. I said, okay. God helped her with that. But not every time it would work for you. You know, if you say that now, you, Oga, you now come and say, God, if you want me to tell Pastor, nothing you go here. Because God knows you know better that you should let me know. But God helped her. And by the Holy Ghost, she didn't discuss the matter with me at all. And it came. That is how the pastoral anointing works. Are you getting me? It's a call. That's why a man cannot function in the call if he's not called.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying now?
Yes,
oh, glory to God. You know what I'm saying now?
Yes,
you know what I'm saying now?
Yes,
thank you, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
thank you, Heavenly Father. So we must listen to what? The word of God. Proverbs 4 verse 20 says, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ears unto my saying. That is, listen to my saying. Now, I want to tell you, there are some wrong attitude to listening to the word. All right? You have to check for those wrong attitudes and deal with them. Okay, the first attitude is, I have heard it before. I have heard the word before. Listen, there's no new edition that will come for the Bible. Second edition. Then after Genesis to Revelation, they will bring another edition. We only have one Bible. And that's the Bible you will keep reading all your life. You know you read Ephesians again, even if you have finished it 10 times, 20 times. You keep on reading it. Why? Because that is the only thing God has for you. The word. No new edition. Are you getting me now? So, always understand this. Repetition is a life of truth and the power of conviction. Repetition is a life of truth and what?
The
power of conviction. Repetition can either alter a man's life or build up a man's life. If you keep on hearing something repetitively, that thing can either build you up or destroy you. Are you hearing that? Build you up or what? Destroy you. Repetition. So don't be a believer who says, I have heard it before. What do you want to hear again? It's not the same word. I want to hear the word always. Are you know what I'm saying now? There are teachings of my Father in the Lord I've listened to like 10 times. Sincerely. I keep going back again, 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 back again. I don't just say, oh, new teaching don't come. And a new market for me. I go listen again. I keep listening to old ones. You know what I'm saying now? Because the first time you listen to God's word, I said this word, is planting. So when you first listen to it, you are just planted a seed. But what do? You keep watching what you are listening by repetitively listening to it again. So the more you listen, the more it changes your life. The more it transforms your life. Oh, glory to God. So repetition. And I thank God my spiritual father delivered me from the fear of repetition. Yeah. Are you getting me now? And also, I heard Charles Spurgeon say that, you know, pastors Repeat yourself. You know, if I want to teach you new things every Sunday, I will do that too. I have some teachings I want to do, but I'm not doing them now. If it's knowledge you want, we go. You know, knowledge, we go. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
but listen, that's all you have. You know what I'm saying now? That's all you have. You have so many new things and not growing. You will know so much new things and you're not growing. So why do we keep on talking about prayer? Why do we keep on talking about faith? Why do we, you see what I'm saying now? The gospel. Why over again? It is because it needs to be established in your heart. There are men I see in the body of Christ. Oh, I thank God for their lives. You know, when I hear the preacher, Andrew Womack. Amen. When I hear him, he keeps saying the same thing. Glory to God. You hear Brahegan, he lived saying the same thing for years. He still the same thing in their mouth. You are saved by faith alone. You know what I'm saying now? They are not trying to make it look somehow. They are still telling you the same thing. Great. You know what I'm saying now? You are going to look for new truths, you will get into trouble. That's why you go to Google. Google. Or is it cereal? Cereal. Then cereal becomes your teacher. Amen. No, the Google should not be your teacher. The word of God is where we learn from. Amen. So we must listen repetitively. There is no growth without repetition. 2 Peter 1 verse 12. Peter spoke about repetition. 2 Peter 1 verse 12. He says, wherefore, I will not be negligent. The word negligent means to make light of. It also means to be careless of. So he says, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. He says, though you know them and you are establishing the present truth. He says, even though you know them and you are already establishing the truth, I will not be negligent to put you in remembrance of them. Meaning, I will always tell you them, even if you know them. Are you seeing that? This is the disposition to the word you will have also. You will become negligent if you are not listening to God's word repetitively. Amen. In fact, what you have heard, you will lose the ones you have heard. Do you see that? You will lose the ones you have heard. Why? Because you never stay to listen again and again and again and again and again. We are not in a race for knowledge. Hope you hear that. You are not in a race to tell somebody, I know better than you. If you have that kind of race, stop it. Are you hearing me now? It's not inspired by God. Where you want to come to know things so that you can boast to people, so that you can make them feel little, or you can... If that is the idea of going after knowledge, that's totally wrong. Amen. The reason why we go after knowledge is to grow in grace. The Bible says grow in grace, that is in the knowledge of Christ. Are you getting me? Glory to God. So your pursuit of knowledge must be a right one. Amen. Must be what? Right. Glory to God. Peter also spoke about repetition. Philippians 3 verse 1. Philippians 3 verse 1. Peter says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed it is not grievous, but for you it is safe. So it is safe to listen again to things you have listened to before. This can just be the Lord telling you to go back to that teaching that you said you have listened 10 times. God said, go back again. There's something I want to tell you there. Go back again. You hear that? Go back again. Why not visit it again? Amen. Don't get bored with the word. Hello. Whenever you feel bored with the word, you know what? It's your flesh. Amen. Is your flesh reacting? Glory to God. God. If we go back to the apostles' days, we go stay here, we're not going to come out till evening. Yes, so they will sit down and teach till the next day. One man, imagine Paul was teaching till the next morning. And all of them, one now died. No one fall down and die now. That's a prayer, fall down and die. Yeah, Eutychus. He listened. Think about that, from evening down to the next morning. Paul was still teaching them the Bible. You go don't sleep, have you? Now, there was a guy, the guy even he was not even wise. How will you be feeling sleepy? You are sitting close to the window. Hope there's nobody sitting there. You are close to the window. Amen. But don't fear, don't worry. We are covered here. Something happened, you'll be raised back again. Amen. Told you, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. So you must listen to the word repetitively because it is safe. Another wrong attitude to listening, all right, to the word that you should also pay attention to is selective listening. All right, selective listening as touching the word of God, you must pay attention to that. There's nothing like my favorite scripture. I wanted to address this a long time, but it always keeps my mind. You said, my favorite scripture is John 3:16. My favorite is Galatians. Listen, there's not my favorite scripture.
Yes, sir.
All scripture should be your favorite.
Yes, sir.
All scripture is inspired by what? By the inspiration of God. It's given by the inspiration of God. So is it all scripture?
Yes, sir.
Is it only your favorite scripture that is given by the inspiration of God?
Yes,
it says all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. So if all scripture is given by God, all right, then of course all scripture should be our what? Favorite. You go to the scripture where it says, well, you know, Christ has forgiven you your sins. Woo, glory! You go to the scripture and say, well, by the blood, it says, for he has not redeemed you with corruptible things, but by the precious blood of Christ. You say, glory! He now says, okay, forgive as Christ has forgiven you. You not have any issues with it. He said, no, more leave that one. Listen, it's selective listening that is that. Because if you can listen to that one, if Bible says, if what they forgive as you have been forgiven, you also listen to that one too. And that's why I say, yeah, I'm not afraid to talk about giving. No. I'm not. Because number one, I'm not a thief. Glory to God. Yeah, that's the truth. Amen. I'm not one. So I'm not. You know, where, and thank God I've been delivered from just fear. Are you getting me? I've been delivered. Because if I can teach you the word on forgiveness from this word, why can't I now teach you the word on giving? Well, think about that. If I can be bold enough to teach you on forgiveness of sin, I can be bold to teach you on the Holy Spirit, why should I not be bold to teach you about giving? Who do I obey? Is it God or man? Are you getting me? And that's why as a believer, you must say, Lord, all your word is for me. We are talking about honor here. Yeah. You don't look at the teaching honor, you say, honor, what is honor thing? But you just listen and you say, glory to God for God's love. Are you seeing that? Glory to God. You say, submission. That's another issue now. I don't even go there. Amen. The Bible says, husband, love your wife. You are not loving me. You are not loving me. Now, they come now to your own. Submit. You know how the Bible will give those instructions. It's all man for your own. That's what it means. Meaning, you don't submit because you are love. Are you getting me? And you don't love because she's submitting. Are you seeing that? That's how the Bible taught it. Glory to God. So, you don't now say you're frowning at submission. Wives, submit to your husbands. Husbands. He says, don't be bitter against them. Don't be an evil man, a wicked man. Yeah. And you don't be a wicked wife. You're laughing now. Some women are practically wicked, though. Practically. And some men, too. Practically wicked. I will show you who will be the Lord for this house. Amen. But you know what? What would have resolved that matter would have just been listening. When two couples refuse to listen, that marriage will eventually may lead to a divorce. Are you hearing me? Check it many times. It's one party refused to listen. That's what always leads to a break. Even in relationships. What always leads is one part what? Refuse to listen. Don't be that part that refuses to listen. Are you know what I'm saying now? When it has to do with the word, don't be what? Say, I won't be the part that always refuses to listen when it has to do with God's word. Glory to God. So you should not have selective listening. It's called itchy ears. 2 Timothy 4 verse 2 to 4. Open that. Paul called it itchy ears. Alright, are you there? Oh, glory to God. Okay, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. He says what? Reproof, right? Rebuke. So you find rebuke in the local church, right? What is rebuke? Correction, right? He said exhort with what? Now, who is he speaking to? He's speaking to a pastor here, okay? This is a letter to a pastor, okay? So he said he should be instant, he's out of season, reproof, rebuke, exhort with what? Long-suffering and doctrine. Verse 3, what did he say again? He says, for the time will come when they will not what? He's talking to a pastor. He said, there will be a time where some people will not endure sound doctrine. They don't want to hear sound doctrine. What will not happen? He says what? But after their own loss, they shall what? Having what? So he said there will be a time where people will not want to hear what is right. Sound doctrine. They want to hear what they want to hear. What? So they will go look for teachers that will tell them what they want to hear. That's what you call selective listening. Amen. You must never have that if you are going to follow the full counsel of God's word. Amen. You must never have such. Where you have an itchy ear. When they teach about giving, you say you are frowning. When they preach about you are forgiving, you are smiling. That's itchy ear happening. Are you hear what I'm saying now? When they say, husband, love your wife, you are smiling as a wife. When they say, wife, submit to your husband, you are frowning. That is itchy ears. Are you saying that? That is itchy ears. So you must receive the full counsel of what? God's word. This moves us to the next area of listening you must have. Listening to God's servant. Listening to your pastor. The primary person a believer should listen to is the pastor. Now I told you the pastor is the father over what? The house. He takes the position of a father. And so as a father, he's supposed to be listened to. Are you getting that? He's supposed to be what? Listen to. Never have itchy ears to the teaching of your pastor. You know what I'm saying now? Where you are having selective teaching. So I will listen to this, but I will not listen to this. No. Receive the full counsel. Amen. Don't be selective in your listening. Hallelujah. Don't be selective. Listen to the full counsel. Follow what your pastor says. And I say this because I've said this because many times people don't follow what pastor says and they run into trouble. But they see the pastor that they will now call. And I'm saying that out of experience now. I say, don't do this. All right, do it this way. You still go and do it. Everything's scattered now. You now call me pastor. There was one that did, he was so quiet. You know, say, he don't. So how will he tell pastor? Are you seeing that? Glory to God. How will you tell? But you know, you wouldn't have told me that you have done it if you have listened to me. Are you saying that? I tell you this. I don't counsel people. I don't counsel you for my benefit. I counsel you for your benefit. You know what I'm saying now? A pastor, that's what the people don't get. When corrections are coming to you, I always tell you, I say it's two ways. When correction comes to your life, it's not even easy for the one who's giving the correction. I hear what I'm saying. So don't be always hard for me to receive the correction. It's hard for me to listen to that correction. No, even it's hard for whoever is giving that correction, the pastor to give it. Because at that moment, that wonderful fellowship people are having is no longer there. Because why? So that correction can run its course. So that correction can do its work. Before fellowship is now restored. Are you seeing that? So when is it? Don't do this. There are some things you cannot see. You know what I'm saying? There are some things, you know when they say what a mother will see sitting down. A child will see what? It's the same too. There's something you cannot see. There is a pastor's perspective. There is a pastor's view. Now you view that this is the better way. But when I hear you talk, I already know that if you try that, you will not even like the outcome. Now you are here, but I now hear you. I know that I can view that something is wrong. Something what I do for some persons is I start asking probing question. Are you seeing that? Probing question. Now probing question when I expose where such decision is coming from. I saw that when I ask probing question, you know, I start marrying. Don't catch you. Amen. You don't catch you at last. Are you seeing that? Glory to God. So listen to the pastor. A believer must listen to the pastor. The pastor is there for your sake. That's why Paul, you know, when Paul was speaking to the Corinth church, Paul spoke to those people, the way Paul spoke to those people. You know, Paul's language to those people was hard sometimes. But Paul was doing it out of love. Paul said, what should I come to you with? Should I come to you with a rod? Or with a spirit of what? Gentleness? Should I come to you with a spirit of, with a rod? This was a short show. Now, imagine I say that now. Some people say, that pastor say he won't use a rod though. He won't use, now of course that word rod is not literal. Don't say Paul was not using rod on people. Paul has said, I'm coming with a rod. No, no. The word rod there actually deals with how the correction will come. Is it going to come harshly or gentle? Both do the work. Are you getting, whether harsh or gentle? Now, that's why as a parent, you should know when you should be giving your kid a gentle correction, and you should also know when you should give in a harsh one. Amen. If you are giving a gentle correction, all right, when you are supposed to be giving a harsh correction, that correction will not work. You hear what I'm saying now? And as a parent, never be afraid of your children. You know what I'm saying now? Never be what? Never be afraid of your children. Even if they won't listen. Hello? Give the correction. Glory to God. Give what? But don't give and you are now finding fault. Because everything correction and finding fault. You hear that now? Correction is different from what? Finding fault is just to say, you do this, you do that, with no way on how to do it better. Are you hearing me now? So fault finding is, they tell you you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, but they never tell you what you should do right. That's fault finding. Correction is, I tell you that this is what you did wrong, then I tell you what to do right. That's correction. So always know the purpose of correction when you're giving correction to your children. The purpose of correction is to make them do better. It's not to make them cry. Amen. Some of you, not until you cry, your parents will not stop. But the purpose is to what? Get you to do better, not to make you what? Cry. But of course, should there be remorse when correction is given? There should be remorse. If you are receiving correction with a good heart, remorse should come when you are getting corrected. Are you getting that? So listen. And one of the failure of Saul, or the major failure of Saul, he refused to listen to Samuel. That was his failure. You know what happened? It was pride that came to his heart. You know, Samuel said to Saul, he said, when you were nobody at all, were you not small in your eyes? This was the same Saul that was, he even hid. When they wanted to make him king, they were looking for him. He went to hide. He didn't see himself as worthy to become king. He saw himself as a small act. He was giant though. He was big though. But he didn't see himself as nothing. Now he became king. He was now, in fact, he got to a point where even Samuel was not afraid of him. Samuel was afraid that Saul will kill him. The same man that anointed you. He was afraid. Glory to God. God asked, okay, disguise yourself to Jesse's house. Disguise yourself. Don't do like you are going there to anoint anybody king. Just go and say you are offering sacrifice. In fact, Saul was a man who ran mad. He literally ran mad. Because you see, after he was looking for David, you know, he found out that David was in a place. David thought that, okay, if Saul see I ran to the place of the prophet and I went to meet where Samuel is, he will leave me. Saul was still mad to go to the city of the prophet and kill the prophets of God. Where Samuel was. And that began to let his downfall. He never listened. Many times you can begin listening. You can begin listening. You can begin listening. Then something came. A voice came. Somebody came. Say, what is listening? Not be to the listen like that. You see, get your mind too. Get your mind. Not be follow. Listen, if you are following God's word, that is what you should be follow. Amen. So if they call you follow for following God's word, keep following it. You know what I'm saying now? Yes, keep what? You cannot have your own mind when it has to do with God's word. Our mind is the word. Are you getting me? What God's word says is my mind. So if I have a wrong mindset about giving before, glory to God, if I have a wrong mindset about giving before, the moment God's word then says, this is how you should give, my mind changes completely. Are you hearing that? Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. So listening can save your life. You know what I'm saying now? Listen to your pastor. In 2 Chronicles 20:20, you know, Jehoshaphat said something. This was, all Israel, they were afraid because three nations were coming to destroy Israel. And all of them were afraid. They were scared. And Jehoshaphat had to pray. All of them were praying. They went for a fast. And you know what? Immediately a prophet came from amongst them, the son of Zechariah. And he said to them, look at what he said. He says, don't be afraid or discouraged by the vast army, for the battle is not yours but God. You will have no reason to fight this battle. And after they heard it, look at what Jehoshaphat now said in verse 20. He says, and they rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. This was the same people we were afraid before. But now the word of God has come through God's servant. And look at what they did. And they went forth, and Jehoshaphat stood and said, yea, me, O Judah, and you inhabitant of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you what? He says, believe his prophet, and so shall you what? Prosper. So he says, listen to his prophet. That's what it means by believe. See, and you're going to prosper. Are you seeing that? This was the king. He says, now God's servant has spoken. Now listen to him so that you will prosper. Amen. Whatever words God will have for you. And that's why in a believer in a local church, always look for emphasis for seasons. There are many times God may lead a pastor to make some emphasis. Because sometimes God is preparing some people to move them to some places he wants them to move to. Are you getting me now? So always look for emphasis. Emphasis. Pay attention to emphasis. Are you hear what I'm saying now? You don't want to miss at all. Listen. Amen. Listen. One wrong attitude again to listen to God's servant. Wrong attitude to listen to God's servant is a kind of listening with half ear that presumes you already know what the pastor wants to say. Amen. You just presume you know what the pastor wants to say. Well, I know what he wants to say. It's an impatient listening. The pastor say, God, you say, love you. They say, you must have faith, you say, to believe. You are no longer learning. You are an assistant teacher. And that's because of familiarity, many times. Are you getting me now? You're getting too familiar with the voice of your pastor. Amen. Glory to God. So you must never come to the point where you presume you know what your pastor wants to say. I know where the direction they go. Never do that. You know what I'm saying now? You are a student of the word. 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 13. 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 13. It says, how we receive the word. It says, 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 13. Are you there? But this cause also, thank we God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which you have heard of us, you what? Not as what? But as it what? The word. The many wrong attitudes people have to listen to their pastor is they receive the words from their pastor as the word of a man. But look at this church acted differently. What happened? He says they listen what? To the word, not what? The word as the word of men, but as what? The word of God. So he says, when you receive the word of God which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which what? Effectually worketh also in you that what? It only works in them because they received it the way they should receive it. It won't work in you if you receive it as the word of man. Are you what I'm saying now? It won't work in you. Say the word of God is working in me.
The word of God is working in me.
Come and say the word of God is working in me.
The word of God is working in me.
Say I receive the word of God with meekness. And I receive the word as I would receive God's own word. Glory to God. Glory to God. I believe in the word. I'm a hearer of the word. I'm not disobedient to the word. See, I love the word. I love the word. I love the word. Can you rise up on your feet? I love the word. The word of God is a delight to me. By it I get better. By it my life is transformed. By it I'm forever changed. The word of God is my greatest delight. The word of God is my comfort. The word of God is my encouragement. The word of God is all that I need to be all that God wants me to be. I believe the word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Marigedo maliba duske mande libra fedisa liba la de diske manda. Dombe di la mande liga batose halida baska. Before you enter into that door that you said I open, why not listen first? Why not listen first? Why not listen? Why not listen? Why not listen? Don't be too sure I opened it. The only time you should be sure is after you are prayed. After you are prayed. Se bravila mando zila prava liga mandosa. Sopra dida 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 de. Sopra lida mai. Because you remember that the time you started something you said God told you to do and you still stopped. Was I really the one that said? This is a word from the Lord. Now, because you stopped doesn't mean I didn't tell you. But if you are not sure I was the one, you will keep stopping things and never go on and be consistent with the things I want you to do. So be sure I am the one who is opening the door, so that you will not close that door yourself. Be sure. Be sure. Be sure. Zebra fanda hila mando pediske nida bara dila mando skibai. Kompazile munda hile munda skiba rige dida hai. Toskive hile mombe hile bruta. Zopra vile munde hila di. Don't be brutal with your siblings. I see someone here. You are very brutal with your siblings. Don't do that. Don't do that. Everybody, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Don't do that. You are brutal. You are very brutal with your words, your disposition to your siblings. You are very brutal with your siblings. That's not of God. Don't be brutal with them. Don't love those who are strangers to you more than you love your own siblings. And I'm even saying it here, even in a local church. Don't be brutal with your siblings in a local church. Don't be brutal. Don't look at people somehow different from how God has looked at you. Oh, shabrada liga mando pa lida mande. Sobra fata riga daya. Zopra dila mande liga do imash. You are making yourself distance from people. You are making yourself distance from your siblings. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Draw them close and let them know God through you. Draw them close. And I'm talking about younger ones, younger siblings. Someone here. Don't be brutal. Don't be brutal. Don't always think that they always say the wrong words. Because before they finish, you will not allow them to land. No. Believe the best of them. Believe the best of them. Believe the best of them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Maharahile mendika lida manshudia. Zora fila manda liga dula manda ziga bilia. Zora ile mende hile bruta hidia. Subra vila mande liga baya. Get to know the Lord. 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 Someone here, you left a relationship recently, or thereabout, and actually, you think you're looking forward to entering another one, but that's not what you should be looking forward to. Now, that's not what you should be looking forward to now. Now is to discover yourself. Because if you don't discover yourself, you find you make the same errors you made in the past relationships. Discover yourself in Christ first. Find yourself in Christ. Find your security in Christ. Yeah, I see that. I see that. So you can be better secured in the next relationship. You can be better secured. Don't rush into one now. No. Don't rush into anyone now. Don't rush into anyone. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for these words. 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 Come on, can you thank the Lord? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you thank the Lord? Can you thank the Lord? Can you thank the Lord for the words that has come? If there's any way, anything you need to pray about now for the words that has come to you, pray about those words. All right? Pray for the Lord to give, you know, pray for your heart to be gentle. All right? Pray your heart to be gentle. All right? Also, pray. Those are words for you. Because God wants you to address those issues in your heart now. Peredila mando sebila mande. Zo previle mande. Zo previle mande. Come on, just pray. Come on. Lift your hands, everybody. Oh God, I am open to receive your words from now on. That's what you want to pray. Pray. And if you need to go back, call your sibling and ask them, have I been too harsh on you? You'll see what they will say. They will tell you yes. And you tell them you're sorry. Yeah. Tell them you're sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Tell them you're sorry. Zoli hila manga hila gila manda rika brate yadaya. Onda jila mande zubra vile mando skibe. Zoli hide mide. Sobra vila mande lige munde hile boya baya. Ope lide monde lige dulabaya. Whatever relationship you have come out from, it will not be it will not be as better as the one God is bringing you into. This for someone. No matter how, it will not be as better as the one God is bringing you into. Discover yourself in Christ first, so that you can be better secured. So that there's no issue again. There's no issue again. You said the person needs to work on themselves. No, what you need is to work on yourself first. Don't worry, just work on yourself. You attract yourself. Thank you, Lord. I'm a believer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I listen to your voice. I am.